Welcome to Curie, the podcast where we break down the biggest stories shaping healthcare. I'm Matt, and today we're diving into a funding crisis that's sending shockwaves through the scientific and medical community. The National Institutes of Health, NIH, the backbone of biomedical research in the United States, is facing unprecedented budget cuts. These cuts don't just impact laboratories, they could slow life-saving treatments, halt critical clinical trials, and push some of the brightest minds in medicine to leave the country altogether. But how do we get here, and what does this mean for the future of medical innovation? Today, we break it all down. For decades, the NIH has been the engine driving medical breakthroughs, providing over $48 billion annually to fund research on everything from cancer and Alzheimer's to infectious diseases and rare conditions. The vast majority, over 80% of NIH funds go to extramural research, supporting thousands of universities, hospitals, and independent researchers across the U.S. This funding is more than just money. It supports over 400,000 jobs nationwide and generates nearly $93 billion in economic activity each year. But as of February 2025, a new Trump administration policy has thrown all of that into turmoil. The administration has proposed sweeping funding reductions, including slashing $4 billion from the NIH budget and capping indirect cost reimbursements at 15%, a move that some are calling the most damaging shift in U.S. biomedical research policy in decades. So what does this mean in practical terms? When universities receive NIH grants, that funding is divided into direct costs and indirect costs. Direct costs cover the obvious expenses, salaries, lab equipment, and supplies. But indirect costs, also called facilities and administrative, F&A costs, cover the essential behind-the-scenes infrastructure that keeps research running. We're talking about building maintenance, compliance with safety regulations, IT support, and access to electronic research databases. Historically, the NIH has negotiated these indirect cost rates with universities, with rates averaging between 30, 50%, sometimes even exceeding 60% for certain high-tech research facilities. The new 15% cap effectively guts the funding that supports the infrastructure of research, forcing institutions to either cut staff, cancel projects, or shut down entire research programs. The fallout has been immediate. Within days of the announcement, lawsuits flooded the courts. A coalition of 22 state attorneys general, the Association of American Universities, and the Association of American Medical Colleges, AAMC, all sued the NIH, arguing that the cuts violate federal funding agreements. A federal judge in Massachusetts issued a temporary restraining order blocking the policy from going into effect, at least for now, but the uncertainty has already disrupted research operations across the country. Scientists who depend on NIH grants to fund their labs are now in limbo, unsure whether their funding will continue or be cut mid-project. One of the most immediate concerns is the impact on clinical trials. The University of Michigan alone currently has 425 NIH-funded trials underway, including 161 trials aimed at life-saving treatments. A sudden budget cut of this magnitude puts these trials at risk of being stalled or canceled outright. These aren't just abstract numbers. These are trials testing new cancer therapies, treatments for neurodegenerative diseases, and drugs for rare genetic conditions. The NIH's budget isn't just about research. It's about patients who depend on cutting-edge treatments that might never see the light of day if funding dries up. The impact extends beyond individual institutions. The United States has long been a global leader in medical research, but experts now warn of a looming brain drain as top scientists seek funding elsewhere. Countries like China, Canada, and the European Union have ramped up investment in biomedical research, and with the NIH now limiting its support, some researchers are actively considering leaving the U.S. Dr. Charles Hong, a physician scientist at Michigan State University, described the move as short-sighted and a policy that will cripple U.S. scientific leadership. And the economic ripple effects don't stop there. Cutting indirect costs at this level could force mass layoffs in research institutions, not just among scientists, but among the thousands of technical staff, lab managers, and research coordinators who make these studies possible. Experts say smaller universities and historically black colleges and universities will likely be hit hardest as they rely more heavily on indirect cost support to sustain their programs. The political battle over these cuts is just beginning. While the Trump administration has defended the policy as a way to free up more money for actual research, critics say this logic is flawed. As Dr. David Perlmutter, dean of the Washington University School of Medicine, put it, We do research because we believe we can improve people's lives. The money that goes to indirect costs is essential to carrying out that research. His university alone stands to lose $181 million in funding, forcing hard decisions about which programs will survive. Meanwhile, members of Congress, including Senators Susan Collins, Bill Cassidy, and Katie Britt, have voiced concerns about the impact on universities and research facilities in their states. Some lawmakers are considering legislative action to override the administration's decision, but as of now, no clear solution is in sight. The deeper concern is the long-term damage this policy could inflict on American science. NIH-funded research has been at the center of virtually every major medical breakthrough in the past century. According to reports, 99% of all drugs approved between 2010 and 2019 were developed with NIH-supported research. This includes life-saving medications for heart disease, cancer, and infectious diseases. Scaling back funding could slow the pipeline of new treatments and therapies for years to come. And the question remains, will private philanthropy step in to fill the gap? While large private foundations like the Gates Foundation and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation do fund medical research, their indirect cost caps are even lower than the NIH's new proposal, typically 10 to 12%. Most experts agree that philanthropy alone cannot replace the scale of federal funding. And without a stable funding source, research institutions will be forced to shrink or shut down critical programs. For young scientists, the situation is particularly dire. Graduate students and postdoctoral researchers who are preparing to apply for NIH grants are now reconsidering their career paths altogether. Many are turning away from academia, fearing that the instability of federal funding will make a long-term research career unsustainable. Some have already left for industry jobs or biotech startups where salaries may be higher, but funding is often tied to commercial viability rather than pure scientific discovery. So where does this leave us? The future of the NIH budget is now tied up in the courts, and while temporary injunctions have blocked the cuts for now, the uncertainty surrounding research funding is already taking a toll. As the U.S. scientific community fights to preserve its place at the forefront of medical innovation, the real question is, will lawmakers recognize the stakes before irreversible damage is done? If you found this discussion insightful, make sure to download the Curie app for more exclusive content, deep dives, and expert-driven analysis on the policies shaping healthcare. If you're listening on public platforms, head to the App Store now to get access to Curie's personalized podcast experience, because the future of healthcare isn't just about medicine, it's about staying informed.